Patrick, we were just talking to Gerard, talking about, you know, maybe flying home through this mess on Saturday. Anything, you give thought to that at all?
He just messed my mind up, man. I mean, we got a game to play. We're focused on that, but, you know, I hate to fly even clear.
Is that true? Really? You do?
Yeah, man.
It's just a hurricane. It won't be a problem. Don't worry about it.
We were talking, too, about a little disruption maybe in practice there the other night. A change of pace, you know. Watching the movie The Fighter, Mickey Ward coming in and talking to you guys. Is that just a perfect time of the year right now, going into week three? A lot going on. Nice little change of pace Bill Belichick gave you guys?
I mean, any time for that guy to talk to us is a great time. You know, yeah. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He's done it. He's lived it. I mean, he knows toughness. He knows how to take care of business, not worry about distractions. So, I mean, anytime a guy that talks, you got to pay attention.
You know, I was... The whole Ocho Cinco thing this week with the fine stuff, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about from a defensive guy, particularly in the backfield. Are you conscious when you're playing? Are you thinking about that kind of stuff when you're going for a hit? Is the possibility of a fine or suspension, does that ever run through your head when you're getting ready to make a play, or is it just too fast?
No, it can't, man. Yeah, you said it's too fast. You can't worry about those things. You know, I mean, it's football. It's football. I mean, what's that contact? It's going to be some, you know, some aggressive stuff going on. I mean, let's try to play inside the rules.
You guys had a veteran come back to practice yesterday, and James Sanders, you know, I haven't had much opportunity to play with him so far in camp. You were out there with him last year. What does a guy like that with his experience bring to that backfield that maybe doesn't have the experience that a guy like that has?
Man, it's like having a coach on the field with you. You know, he knows his things. He's been here. He knows his playbook. He knows what checks to make. He knows all those things. You know, and it's real good to have a guy out there, you know, that – can help with all those things. It's something I don't see, or something Mel doesn't see, or something one of our teammates don't see, and he sees it because he's been here. He knows the playbook, and you know it's a smart guy out there.
Since I know you guys are always telling us this stuff, you can just might as well just spill it out now and let everybody know exactly how much will you be playing tomorrow night and the starters as well, both offensively and defensively. I know the Patriots are always telling us that stuff, so go ahead. How many snaps?
I got one more word for you. Confidential.
See, you gave me that last week when I started asking you about a guy like Calvin Johnson. You gave me that same thing. Speaking of him, though, I mean, Ocho Cinco in the past, you know, he's joked around. He's had his list of corners he goes up against. You look at the schedule and just start thinking ahead of maybe some of these wide receivers that you're about to face this year?
You can never look ahead, man. I never look ahead. I mean, we have one good one coming up, so let's just try to contain him for this game. And then, you know, next week we'll figure out who we have to stop, what are their playmakers. But, I mean, there's a lot of good guys out there, and we have to be ready for all of them, and we take them one week at a time.
I asked Gerard the same question here about 10 minutes ago. I guess from your perspective personally here, as you head into the third preseason game, do you feel like you're ready to go here for the regular season week one, or are there things you need to work on, and what are those things specifically?
Oh, there's always things to work on. I mean, you have to be ready to play regardless, you know, if it's preseason, regular season, postseason, but there's always things to work on, man. Every aspect of everyone's game should be worked on. I mean, everything can get better. Everything can get better. Everything can get better. Nothing can be perfect, but you can strive for perfection to make it, you know, as perfect as it's going to get, you know. So there's always work on everything.
I mean, you do the same type of prep going into week three. You look at a guy like Matthew Stafford as you would maybe in week one, week two. Is this about as close to it as it comes as far as we're getting ready for week one?
I mean, you take week by week. I mean, he's a good quarterback. I mean, he has a good arm. I mean, he wouldn't be playing if he wasn't good, you know. So we have to get prepared for him. I mean, he can make the throws, and then we'll just go from there, see how the game turns out, see how the game goes along as the game goes, and then we'll go from there.
Is there a point, though, in training camp where you kind of, and I guess that's why Bill throws a thing in like a movie or something like that, is there a point where you get to, even in the shortened preseason or training camp, where you say, listen, I just need a break, I need a mental break here, it's just too much?
Mental break's not the word, man.
No?
it definitely helps a little bit, man. It helps a little bit, you know, get your mind off football, get back to, you know, just having fun. You know, you got to have fun. Football's a fun sport, you know, and if you're having fun and you win, you know, everything is good from there.
How much do you guys, at what point during the preseason, is it just wait until after week four is over before you start looking at Miami, or is this something that you kind of do at all during preseason?
I mean, we're focused every week by week, man. Mm-hmm. We're just working on things that we're going to work on, period, you know, regardless who we're playing, man. We have to make sure we're ready for whatever for the regular season. But, you know, like, I'm very simple, man. Take it game by game, day by day, and then get better. Win that day. Do what you got to do.
What have you noticed so far this week from Haynesworth, seeing him on the field here? What sort of jumped out at you?
You'll see yourself.
We know he's a beast.
You guys have some good tries right there. I like it.
Hey, we're trying. You know, we're trying. We know we talked to Deion Branch on Monday, and I mentioned a guy like Devin McCourty, how much communication he has. You know, in practice, he's talking to him about maybe he made a mistake here, made a mistake there. Do you see that, too, from guys like Deion Branch, from guys like Ocho Cinco, Wes Welker, communicating back and forth to you about some things that they see about your play?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I ask all the time. Dev asks. I mean, we all ask because, you know, from the offensive standpoint, they know what we messed up on. So if they can help us on what we're doing wrong, it's only going to elevate our game to the maximum, you know, make us better. So it's always good to communicate. If there's something that, you know, one of the receivers do wrong, like, hey, this is why I got you, then they can work on, you know, not getting beat. That, you know what I mean? It all goes back and forth. I mean, like a family, you know. When someone makes a mistake, you have to help them out so they don't make the same mistake over again.
You know, one of the big things heading into this, you know, after the lockout ended, the shortened training camp, was people were concerned about the progress of rookies, how far behind they'd fall. Just from the rookies that you've seen so far in camp, your impression of those guys so far, been pretty impressed, or?
I mean, everybody works on, man. We're here, we make sure that everybody's on, you know, on their A game, in the playbook. You know, it definitely takes a little time. It all depends on the guy also. You know, if you come in with a level head, you know, ready to learn, it's going to be a lot easier, you know. I mean, but it all takes time. It all takes time and just focus and concentration and, you know, sticking to the playbook, sticking to what coach needs you to do, and just doing what you got to do for the team.
All right, Patrick Chung, safety, New England Patriots. Patrick, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Good luck tomorrow.
Have a safe flight.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for putting the flight in my head, too.